This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The way I see it, Barry, this should be a very dynamite show.
Somewhere around Barstow on the edge of the desert, when the drugs begin to take hold. I remember saying something like,
I feel a bit lightheaded. Maybe you should drive.
And suddenly, there was a terrible roar all around us, and the sky was full of what looked like huge bats.
An idea that's seen its time. Let's get the show on the road.
Come on and ride! my mind. How did this happen? And what does it now mean? How can I understand? In the aftermath, I blame? Was it my fault? Can you see what we've created? Was it the mood? Was it fate? I'll find out later. These questions on my mind. And what does it now mean? No certainties in this short line of smoke and mirrors. Trying to find some good advice, but nothing's offered. What were the motives? What action pressured you into causing this much pain?
You can't be the same because you've had too much. Now, you know, one time I used to take them in a row.
But you lost your pep, mama, 10 long years ago. 'Cause you've had too much.
Is that so?
Oh, you've had too much.
Well, I'll never change, dear.
But you will never be the same, because you've had too much.
From your feet up to your neck, look like you've been in a terrible wreck, because you had too much.
That's just a lie.
Oh, yes, you had too much.
How do you know?
Child, you'll never be the same, because you had too much.
Now, mama, you know you used to could strut your stuff real swell, but seem like you're lately you don't do so well. Cause you've had too much.
How do you know?
Oh, you've had too much.
Will you listen to this?
You will never be the same, because you've had too much.
Let me get you told. You used to be a man that had everything, but the last thing you had sent you down to old hot spring, because you had too much.
No, I never.
Oh, yes, you did, child. You had too much.
Well, what of it?
Yes, indeed. And you'll never, never look the same, because you had too much.
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
Portrayed in sound by Charlie Watts and his orchestra from a double disc anthology of his jazz stylings. And it has been spoken often since Charlie passed 3 or 4 years ago of his real guys in music as a jazz drummer masquerading as a rock and roll drummer for the last 60 years before his passing. And he, more than, well, I don't want to say, I mean, Keith Richards was the defining sound of the band with his guitar in the early days, but that rhythm section of Wyman and Watts especially, and Charlie Watts epitomized the sound of the Rolling Stones with the way he played. Unlike most, if any, other rock band, with shockingly great results, at least to my ears anyway. Charlie Watts Orchestra from the 2-CD anthology with the Cool Blues. Nothing cool about Little Richard, I was telling the mystery man. who doubles up as participant in our fray on a weekly basis. The Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act coming up to write the epilogue to this show tonight, The Pale-Faced Parabola, on this Wednesday evening, January 21st, 2026, Anno Domini. Little Richard with the Dewdrop Inn. There was actually a pub in Oliphant, Pennsylvania, where my late father was from and his family. More on that soon. You listening, Celia? And there was a pub, I remember, called the Dewdrop Inn. Clearly, no points for originality, but a welcoming, you know, entrance sign at the portal to come on in and knock a few back. I remember several years ago, my uncle, who I'm not sure whether he's still alive or not, his wife is kind of called no visits anymore as they've aged. My uncle's in his mid-90s at this point, if he's still with us. And we visited his home one day, maybe within the last 5-6 years, and he was telling my son about the history of the family and the fact that Balderson's actually owned the pub right down the street, which used to be called Sanko's, and that my late grandmother and grandfather used to go and party up there on Friday nights after a long week. My grandfather worked in the coal mines of Pennsylvania, up around the Scranton area. So we said, well, yeah, I mean, I had been in the place before, but it's changed ownership several times since the Balderson sold it out within the last few decades. And we walked in there, and NASCAR was on. And didn't mind that, but you can still smoke cigarettes in bars in Pennsylvania, and I have asthma. I couldn't do it. And I was like, let's take a sip of beer. Maybe that'll clear it up. You know, I was like, blindly looked at him and said, let's shotgun these things and get out of here. Go back to Jersey where we belong and stop at a pub down there because I can't breathe in this place. So much for a prodigal return to a family outpost. Sanko's in Oliphant, PA, right down the street from my uncle's. Little Richard with the Dewdrop Inn from The Real Thing. One of a couple records I believe he cut in 1970. And they were good. And it's one of the many reasons why I think Little Richard was the greatest of them all. The original Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class. Because he had no fear. Went away for a while. When the Lord was supposedly telling him, listen, Rich, you got to get out there and tell the people about me. And Rich was compelled, but that he would feel the pull of rock and roll, kind of like Jerry Lee, and go back and cut more records and do more concerts. Chiefly, I think, because the money was good, or better than he was making. The Real Thing, R-I-L-L, Little Richard. Then there was Jimmy Mays and the Soul Breed from 1969 on the Port label, taken from a collection called Ma Jazz Rise Is Again. It's by the Kent people this time, not the Ace. There were no cigarettes called Ace when I was growing up, but my late parents kept Kent in business for a long time. I remember with the windows up in the car, which may be the reason I have asthma, among other lung issues. But the trade-off, if it's something Kent, then it's worthwhile, because that track, I thought, had a lot of jump to it. Jimmy Mays and the Soul Breed with Pluck It. I said Pluck It here on the Pale Face Parabola. Here in the Free FM Music Zone, 89.0. We're going to lose Ivan at the end of 2026 after 30 years of being a beacon in the night for original music acts on the North and South Island. Ivan's giving up the Navarra Lounge, one of our underwriters here at Free FM. And that sad stuff is Tuesday morning joust with the morning host. It's been Kelly recently. Our gold. Just thought I'd mention that. Lonnie Johnson on guitar and two girls, Violet Green and Clara Smithius, with Lonnie Johnson, who was one of the most well-known guitar players of his time. We heard You Had Too Much, which is a kind of humorous temperance lecture, at least in the context, because the thrust, if you will, of the older black musicians was drinking and sex and then getting thrown in jail for either or both. Took that from a collection called, it's a 4-CD set, Roots and Blues, The Retrospective, covering the years 1925 to 1950. And really fun track. Here as we are the holding action between the Parabola and Retrospect coming up after midnight. Phil's going to let it all hang out. Joan Armatrading with the title track to her 2025 record, How Did This Happen and What Does It Now Mean? This is one of her better records in recent times. She's become very consistent, lyrically fairly useless, but musically she plays all the instruments on her records. And Joan has game when it comes to musicianship, which sets her apart from the pack of songwriters, I think. And I thought that track, Tariff. Yes, I said Tariff. Then there was ska music from Roland Alfonso. He was part of the Scatolites originally. We heard Bridge View from a collection called Ska Authentic, presenting the SKA to lights, who cast a giant shadow in Jamaica in their day. Notorious for music, and also the fact that at least one of their members went to jail for murder. Oh, who was that guy? I'm drawing a blank on it. And an opportune time to draw a blank on it now that we're on the air. Hank Ballard and his Midnighters. He wrote the original version of The Twist, which Chubby Checker took and ran with successfully. Started a dance craze that rocked the nation. I remember my late mother dancing The Twist to his song. I never knew that Hank Ballard's version till later on. We didn't hear that from 1964. We heard Let's Get This Show on the Road, appropriate for the beginning of the carnage. Hank Ballard was in either the first or second class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Joe Jackson doing Duke Ellington's Rockin' in Rhythm, from the Duke. Shockingly enough, a tribute record to one of the two great game changers of the 20th century musically, IMHO. The other one, Louis Armstrong. Joe Jackson, still at it, is going to be on tour this spring, has a new album. I think it's called Hope and Fever. Joe's last record, The Fool, was really good, I thought. A couple of great songs on it. Bob Marley and the Wailers. The original Wailin' Wailers with Bunny Wailer and Peter Tosh as part of the trio. Those two guys both got jealous of Island Records' insistence on pushing Bob Marley as the front man in the band, and both left by 1973. But along with Jimmy Cliff, you can kind of do a similar path to what Ellington and Armstrong did. Jimmy Cliff and Bob Marley changed the world for musicians in Jamaica and in England. Had a sizable Jamaican population in London back in the 20th century. And I was fine with it because they were both outstanding singers and songwriters and musicians. Zappa got it started off with Duodenum and Holy Mackerel from Lumpy Gravy. Pretty much the title track of that record, but not really. And that's where we've been here. Tonight, Your Ears, Tomorrow the World, Part 1 of the Pale-Faced Parabola. Part 2, We Cheat the Hangman. And then, as noted before, the Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act to close up the show. Albums released today in rock and roll history, 1997, Pat Boone with In a Metal Mood, yes, covering the likes of Judas Priest. I remember when that record came out, and I really liked it. It wasn't as kitschy as William Shatner doing rock songs, but Pat Boone doing metal. He even dressed in leather on the front cover. It was one of those records that was so bad it was good. 1977, I meant to pull this, but I didn't want to go down in my cold basement last night. Pink Floyd released Animals. To me, the last great album that they did. Grumpy, gloomy, yes, on both counts. Terrific nonetheless, especially David Gilmour. Oh, man. His guitar, despite what Roger Waters used to carry on about that, he was the sound of Pink Floyd. Well, Roger Waters really can't sing all that well, and his bass playing is terrific. But bass players normally don't get the Mick Jagger love in their band, and Rog didn't either. In fact, now people can't stand him because he won't shut his mouth. 1980, are you listening? North and South Islands in New Zealand, Split Enz released their biggest record, at least here stateside, called True Colors. That's the one that had da, 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 that's what I put. Is it I Got You? I think it is. With the Finn Brothers, F-I-N-N. Run DMC released King of Rock on this day. Groundbreaking hip-hop record. I like Run DMC. I didn't like the direction they helped take rap in. It just got too harsh for me. David Lee Roth, the album Skyscraper. That was a big hit too. Released today in 1988. Pretty good record from what I remember. And 1991, Jesus Jones with the song Right Here, Right Now, released that album, Doubt. Part of that whole British invasion thing, EMF was part of that. And, oh, others that are frankly forgettable. Lights on for Wolfman Jack today in 1938. one of the movers and shakers and groundbreakers of radio in his time. Chris Britton, the guitar player for the Troggs, 81 today. Mac Davis, who parlayed a couple of kitschy songs into TV fame, born today in 1947. Edwin Starr, because you know what he was good for, 84 today. Richie Havens, Apply the Logic of Going Down into a Cold Basement and Searching Frantically for a CD that I know I wouldn't find where it was supposed to be, so I bagged it. Richie Havens, one of my absolute besties, one of the nicest people, maybe the nicest I ever interviewed, cooperative and full of flavors. 85 today, and by all accounts, as nice a man as he was a musician and an interviewee. Snook Zigland from New Orleans, today at 1936. Superb guitar player. Telly Savalas, he and his Lollipops, born today in 1922. What a sucker. Was Jam Master Jay born today, too? Did they share birthdays? Oh, could be. Forget that. Cat Power. Chan Marshall. Today in 1972. And Betty Hill. He of the lowbrow comedy and big-chested women. Born today in 1924. Bring out your dead. Then we'll get back to the music. Peggy Lee. That's all there was. Lights out for her today in 2002 at the age of 81. Lieber and Stoller wrote that song, if that's all there is. Charles Brown, Bonnie Raitt, I saw her once. She brought Charles Brown around to put some shekels in his pocket at the end of his life and career. He went north today in 1999 at the age of 76. Cannibal Garcia. He, the front person for Cannibal and the Headhunters. Got out while he still could today in 1996. He was young. 1997, Colonel Tom Parker, who helped himself to a large amount, like rock and roll managers and publishers used to do, of Elvis Presley's money. 1997 at the age of 87. Jackie Wilson, another record I should have brought with me tonight. A man so dynamic on stage that women used to literally faint. Michael Jackson based a lot of his early act on Jackie Wilson's stage shenanigans. Jackie Wilson in 1975 had a stroke on stage at the Latin Casino in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and never recovered. Spent the last 9 years of his life in the nursing home. Age of 49, he passed. He was 39 when he had that thing. It ain't fair. 2025, Garth Hudson, the most accomplished musician of the band. In fact, it's pretty well known that he gave the other members of the band music lessons because he was so versatile. A year ago today, we lost him at the age of 87. Looked like a Rasputin monk. Could play the keyboards like it's nobody's BI business. Champion Jack Dupree, today in 1992. Sometimes I'm skeptical of these dates, but I seem to remember this one. Age of 81. Piano player, kind of like Charles Brown. And finally, in 2017... Maggie Roche, one of the sisters that formed that trio, she went home today at the age of 65 of breast cancer. Some of the things that happened today in rock and roll history later, right now, we're going to seek the road of peace. And on that trail is none other from 2006, but Tom Waits.
Spend the night away from home, and his mother held his photograph up in the New York Times. You see, the killing has intensified along the road to peace. He was a tall, thin boy with a wispy mustache, disguised Orthodox Jew, on a crowded bus in Jerusalem. Some had survived World War II. And the thunderous explosion blew out windows 200 yards away, with more retribution than 17 dead along the passengers boarded bus 14A in the aisle next to the driver, Abdel Mahdi Chamney. And the last thing that he said on earth is, God is great and God is good. And he blew them all to kingdom come upon the road to peace. In response to this, another kiss of death was visited upon Yashir Tia. Israel says is an Hamas senior militant, and Israel sent four choppers in, flames engulfed his white opal, and it killed his wife and his three-year-old child, leaving only blackened skeletons. They found his toddler's bottle and a pair of small shoes, and they waved them in front of the cameras. But Israel says they did not know that his wife and child were in the car. They're all side will ever give up their smallest right along the road to peace. Israel launched its latest campaign against Hamas on Tuesday, and 2 days later Hamas shot back and killed five Israeli soldiers. Those thousands on both sides, most have been Middle Eastern civilians. They fill their children full of hate to fight an old man's war and die upon the road to peace. Now this is our land, we will fight with all our force, say the Palestinians and the Jews. Each side will cut off the hand of anyone who tries to stop the resistance. If the right eye offends thee, then you must pluck it out. And Mahmoud Abbas and Sharon have been lost out along the road to peace. Once Kissinger said, we have no friends, America only has interests. Now our president wants to be seen as a hero, and he's hungry for re-election. But Bush to risk his future in the fear of his political failure. So he plays chess at his desk and poses for the press 10,000 miles from the road to peace. In the video that they found at the home of Abdelmadi Shabne, he held a Kalashnikov rifle and he spoke with a voice like a boy. He was an excellent student, he studied so hard, it was as if he had a future. He told his mother that he had a test that day out along the road to peace. The fundamentalists killing on both sides and standing in the path of peace. But tell me, why are we arming the Israeli army with guns and tanks and bullets? And if God is great and God is good, why can't he change the hearts of men? Or maybe God himself is lost and needs help. Maybe God himself, he needs all of our help. Maybe God himself is lost and needs help. He's out upon the road to peace. Maybe God himself is lost and needs help. Maybe God himself, he needs all of our help. And he's lost upon the road to peace. And he's lost upon the road.
So now I'd like to say, people can change anything they want to. And that means everything in the world. People are running about following their little tracks. I am one of them. But we've all got to stop just following our own little mouse trail. People can do anything. This is something that I'm beginning to learn. People are out there doing bad things to each other. It's because they've been dehumanized. It's time to take the humanity back into the center of the ring and follow that for a time. Greed, it ain't going anywhere. They should have that in a big billboard across Times Square. Without people, you're nothing. That's my spiel. Thank you.
and I've crossed the line again. A line I drew in sand. Still, you give me everything, and everything's not enough. I'm ready, but not willing to give myself to you. So.
Say it was. We'll be right back.
hell do you think you are? You act like you all got hit in the head with a horse.
Well, my baby, she loves me, cause I'm willing to get her down. My baby, she loves me, cause I'm willing to get her down. Ever since she left me, I've been drifting from town to town. You know the people come to hear me, they say they like my blues and sound. All around they come to hear me, they say they like my blues and sound. They make me feel real good, they make me wanna get on down. I left my home in Alabama, was headed for Oshawtown. Up to New York City, I really had to get on down. I stopped back in Boston, we tore the joint down to the ground. Well, my baby, she loved me, cause I would lay this guitar down. My baby, she loved me, cause I would lay this guitar down. Ever since she left me, I've been drifting from town to town. I really had to get on down. Stop back to Boston, we tore the joint down to the ground. Well, my baby, she loved me, cause I wouldn't lay this guitar down. My baby, she loved me, cause I wouldn't lay this guitar down. Ever since she left me, I've been drifting from town to town. You know the people come to hear me, they say they like my blues and sound. All around they come to hear me, they say they like my blues and sound. They make me feel real good, they make me wanna get on down. Cause I wouldn't let this guitar down. Ever since she left me, I've been drifting from town to town.
Seen or heard so many bastards in all my life.
For sure.
As I was saying, not normally my style at all, which you could have sussed out if you've listened to any of the previous 200 plus capers that we've had here on the Pale Face Parabola. But I remember when the Saint Germain album came out called Tourist on the Blue Note label, which is really different for them, back in the year, I think it was 2000, and I loved it. There's opening track on here. Rose Rouge, which he repeats, I want you to get together, over and over again for 8 minutes, but somehow hypnotically I got hauled into it. And this track similar except instrumental called So Flute, Saint Germain. Out of, I would imagine, the presentation, the pictures, and some of the song titles, a French bloke. And it serves my purpose as far as talking over is concerned. Not his intention, I'm quite certain. The James Hunter Six, new music, just came out last week. The album's called Off the Fence. And we heard the track called Ain't That a Trip, with Van Morrison not sounding grumpy, but actually sounding up-tempo. A fun track. And the sidebar to this is that Van Morrison was James Hunter's mentor originally in the school of R&B and soul when he got started. James Hunter used to sing backup in Van's band. So, turnabout, maybe fair play. Knowing Van Morrison and how irascible he could be, he may have something on James Hunter to convince him to, quote-unquote, allow him to sing on one of his songs. I like the album. Always have liked this guy. This is like half dozen records in. They record for Easy Eye Sound, which is Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys label. New music, hallelujah, on the show. Eddie the Chief Clearwater preceded James Hunter with that Chuck Berry-esque rip called I Don't Want to Lay My Guitar Down from the 2000 record cut on the Bullseye Blues label, which is part of the whole Rounder empire. Produced, co-produced by Duke Robillard of Exit Room Full of Blues, and has had a fruit-bearing solo career now for a long time. I wouldn't lay my guitar down. You know, I'm, even after all these years, I'm a pretty good-sized sucker for a Chuck Berry riff. DePeachy Mode, as a salesperson of mine for my record shop, used to call Depeche Mode. The album's called Playing the Angel, 2003 the year, and when I was lashing the show together and then dropping the CDs live on microphone, last night I had to laugh at because I'm easily amused that Depeche Mode went from Just Can't Get Enough, a synth pop hit in the 80s, which a song I always liked, to 20 years later filling Madison Square Garden and playing moody things like the track we heard, I Want It All. Depeche Mode again, a rarity if and ever on the Pale-Faced Parabola. Number two pencils and notebooks, mandatory, clothes optional, that's it. Began the set with Road to Peace by Tom Waits from the 3-CD set called Brawlers, Ballers, and Bastards. The name of the 3-CD set is called Orphans, and it's a lot of his outtakes from that he didn't use on his studio records. And there's some diamonds on there. There's some not-so-diamonds on there, but you'll have that with 3-CD set. And that's where we've been. We're about to start We Cheat the Hangman. As we air the finale of Tonight Your Ears, Tomorrow the World, part one of the Pale-Faced Parabola. All the news that gives you fits, it's not long tonight. I'm rereading the family history of the Baldersons, who were once the Gillespies from the Scranton and Oliphant area of Pennsylvania. And it's a story of the Irish immigrants who came over in the 1800s to begin our family legacy. My grandmother, Flossie, was a Gillespie, and I could see where her personality infused the rest of the family, because she was grumpy as hell. And it used to be really easy to wind her up. I was thinking about this stuff last night where I was paging through the Joseph Riley penned book about my great-great-grandmother, Celia, which went up to the years 1978 when the book was finally published. And I just found it fascinating. I love history. I'm interested in our family history. I'm an only child of an only child, and that was my mother. So my father's side, my father was a very private man, never talked really at all about his family. Loved a couple members of his family, didn't love others so much. And after knowing them for all my life, I can see why. Jimmy Carter got a Nobel Peace Prize in 2002 and stunningly didn't even have to campaign for it, unlike someone we know. What is this? Oh, yes. Aroha, not Aloha, Aroha, A-R-O-H-O, wisdom, which is a part of the Maori way of life down under. The bird that eats the Miro berries, or Miro, M-I-R-O, berries, that is the forest. And the... Oh, man. I was really trying to get this right today. The brother who consumes knowledge, or the bird who consumes knowledge, theirs is the world. Tonight your ears, tomorrow the world. Benjamin Franklin was the 10th of 10 sons to a man named Josiah. He was born on January 6th, 1706. His birthday was this past weekend, supposedly, because there's controversy as to whether it's January 6th or January 17th. It was one of the coldest winters on record, a superstition of Ben Franklin's day to overcome. A child born on the Sabbath was conceived in sin because it was born on an earlier Sabbath, or conceived on an earlier Sabbath. Catherine Russell wrote about the day David Bowie died. She said, "I witnessed a double rainbow over Manhattan. I knew it was Bowie sending us and me a message." Lou Reed, a frequent sparring partner of David Bowie, taken from the Will Hermes book, which is exhaustive and exhausting. It's about 500 pages. Lou Reed loved old-time vocal groups. When I saw him on the Magic and Lost tour with a friend in the early 90s, he had Little Jimmy Scott singing with him. And if you listen to the Coney Island Baby record, which is one of the best studio records, if not the best one he ever did, in my opinion, you can hear that, especially on the title track. Well, Lou Reed loved Dion and the Belmonts. I wonder why. No, I don't wonder why he loved Dion and the Belmonts. I do, too. We had those 45s, my late parents said, on the Lori label. L-A-U-R-I-E. And I used to shotgun those things. They were so good. Finally, Donald Fagen said, Walter Becker and I were writing songs within a day of knowing each other, maybe hyperbole, but maybe not. Those two guys, of course, the people who ruled Steely Dan tyrannically in their day. We cheat the hangman. Now, in forward motion, music from the artist Gloria May. I've never heard of her either until I got this disc. It's called Preaching the Blues, a 3-CD set, a collection of American greats. And Gloria May sings about, well, her fella, or maybe her woman, asking the musical question, what you doing in those woods?
What you doing in the woods, baby? How'd you get on this nature boy kick? If you tread on a rattler or a grizzly bear, baby, you won't be nowhere. You used to be a smarty at a rock and roll party, drove the coolest short in town. What you expect to win by trading in your suit for a buckskin? It sure is a pity how we miss you in the city. What you doing in the woods, baby? If you find uranium, I don't mind. But don't forget the little gal you left behind. What you doing in the woods, baby? Don't you tell me you're writing a book. There ain't no a nightclub or no racetrack here. Rabbits, can't you pull, my dear? You used to be a smarty at a rock and roll party, drove the coolest short in town. What you expect to win by trading in your suit for a buckskin? It sure is a pity how we miss you in the city. What you doing in the woods, baby?
You turn to the sense when you get the boot, sliding down the vest in your Sunday suit, lying on a slack heap of blankets and magazines. She's only 35, going on 17. Better roll over and go to sleep if you don't. In your hand.
so a young lady comes ahead looking for a new twist.
A year after the wedding, he broke all the china plates. He's in prison, now she's running with his mates. Sees him every Sunday, and he asks her where she's been. Preserve us, oh heaven preserve us, oh heaven preserve us, because they don't deserve us. And in every home, and in every home, and in every home, and in every home.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard about it, read about it, but have you ever seen a psychedelic circus? Those innocent fun games of the hallucination generation. Here you will meet the swingers, the hipsters, the beatniks, and the acid heads who live from pill party to pill party.
Robbie Robertson and his long-term partnership of drugs and movies with Martin Scorsese did the music for the film Killers of the Flower Moon, which was grimness. It should have come with a warning label in 2.5 hours. Heck of a movie. DiCaprio, De Niro, and the woman, if she didn't win the Oscar for it, she should have. And this track called Insulin Moon, which I'll send out to myself and other diabetic sufferers who got ears to hear tonight. Insulin Moon. here on the Paleface Parabola. Other things before that, we'll hip you to them shortly. Right now, more from the band side of the street.
Well, we're going back to the banks of Africa where we were bred and born. So we want to let you know that we're still there and we're still here. So let it roll.
You know, I think this is the band, but I'm not sure anymore. After an hour and 40 high-powered minutes of the Paleface Parabola. Retrospect coming up in 20.
right down in Africa, where we belong.
Well, you can't go here, and you can't go there. Police say you can't go anywhere. Can't make it up to him, got no place to land. Guns and war, and clubs in the hand. Do you think we'll see the light before the blood hits the street? I don't care what they say.
Love.
No vocals in my garden. Where's the instrumental? Where's that confounded instrumental? Well, whatever it is, we're going for it since time's growing short together. Don Was and the Pan Detroit Ensemble from the CD it snuck out late last year called Groove in the Face of Adversity. A bunch of sessions with all-stars from the Motor City area. And this track, You Asked, I Came. I forget who did this first, but this isn't an original. From a collection called Praise Be, which is the boarding the gospel train in Thrall of the Lord. This is a Lux and Ivy, at least inspired collection, although the Cramps doing gospel. But they acquired the rights to a bunch of the classic artists like Mahalia Jackson and others, most notably the Staple Singers doing that track called It Takes More Than a Hammer and Nails. Mavis still carrying on joyfully. Her album Sad and Beautiful World from last year, I submit to you boldly and without fear of contradiction, one of the year's best. Mellencamp and his choice of bad words before that, the title track of Orpheus Descending from 2023, his last studio record, which I like a lot. He sounds like he's got a seven-pack-a-day habit, but the content, some of it really good. Going to go on tour this summer and is actually going to play songs you know and hits we've heard. Now, I could do without ever having to hear Jack and Diane ever again in my life or Hurt So Good, but a lot of other Mellencamp stuff from the 80s, I'm in. The Band with Garth Hudson, who passed a year ago tonight, from the last studio record they did together called High on the Hog, produced by Professor Louie and the group itself, which in this case was down to three original members. And we heard the track called Ramble Jungle by The Band. Garth Hudson had a hand in writing that song. Also, Robbie Robertson with Insulin Moon. Preceding that, an Elvis Costello song with The Attractions. You listened, you name it. And began the set with Gloria May, What You Gonna Do in Those Woods. He's been waiting. You've been waiting. The Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act. Now, lubed up and hot to trot, as we used to never say in the biz because it was square. But here we go. What do you got for us this week?
We have a band called Pilly Pilly.
Okay. And why get silly with Pilly?
Because they're an interesting combination of musicians. Two Dutch guys and a bunch of African musicians collaborating on this.
This sounds like it could be a lethal combo.
Yeah, it's well worth listening.
The Mystery Man is always well worth listening to, as is the show that follows us. The Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act up now, and Retrospect in about 5 minutes here on Free FM 89.0. This has been the Pale-Faced Parabola with me, Jumpin' JB, and the aforementioned Mystery Man. And this is no Milli Vanilli. This is Pilly Pilly to end our program. Sláinte, good fortune, and go well. And we'll be back to love you long time like the burly mofos that we are in 168 hours.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.